from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Smile, doggy. USA. 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 Dude, he is in the zone. Loveman was standing here in the studio, just mean mugging. That was his KD moment. Are you worried? I'm a little worried.
This is a great start.
The way LeBron looked at Steph, you could tell he wants him in LA so bad. What other Warrior fan was thinking the same thing I was thinking, which was, dear God, LeBron is trying to get freaking KD and Steph down to LA as fast as possible.
If that didn't cross your mind,
you're tripping.
Well, what crossed my mind just now is like, boy, we need 10-2 in the worst way. We need 10-2 in the worst way. I mean, from Sam Loveman to Spadoni to Shasky, now going through what I went through what I've gone through the last 4 years.
Today broke me.
Well, it broke you. You better.
I know.
You better stabilize everything.
Of a marathon journey.
Right. Yeah. No. They say you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, how about me this morning? I go to sleep. I'm crashed. I'm done by like 9:30 or whatnot. Maybe even 10. I watched some USA highlights again because the game was just, we're going to get into the
iconic
game. I got goosebumps on it. I was like into it. Like, let's go. Come on. Like when they're down against Serbia, it's like, you can't lose to these guys. Also thought about the bet today. I was yapping my gums off yesterday saying, oh, USA going to lose? Hey, I almost lost yesterday, but no.
We both won yesterday.
But, we'll get to that in a second. But
it's as good as a win as I can get.
That is. You made me sweat.
I knew you were worried.
Honestly, I was sweating. I thought it was over at the end of the third quarter.
15.
Derrick White commits a four point foul, and they have a 4-point play. I'm like, oh God, they're gonna lose the game.
The lefty that missed the three is going to think about that for the remainder of his life.
Wide open. But he got tight the way Wade said it. He goes, that's a knuckleball. Well, it's a little different shooting that. He said a lot of things. Wade was feeling. How sick was Melo sitting courtside with his son?
It was amazing.
He was standing up the whole time. Travis Scott was there.
Yeah, to the USA. It was incredible.
Dude, Carmelo with his son, they're like coaching and like clearing out for KD. Melo, I love Melo. I went down a rabbit hole on Melo's page and I'm like, I didn't appreciate Melo. I mean, he's one of my favorite players, but I appreciate him even more now in this stage of his life where he's a father, he's coaching his son, his son is into it. But I got kicked in the head at 1 a.m. by Baby Chez. And Baby Chez is like laughing and stuff. And I'm like, I look at my phone, I was like, all right, it must be 3 o'clock or something. It's 1:15.
So she jumped into the bed with you guys.
She jumps in every day.
Yeah.
And Anna argues with her, and they try to go back and forth. From like, every day I go, Can you just let her sleep in a bed? We need sleep. I have to get up in 3 hours.
Every day on the X, you know, like things come across your time, like how to be healthier. And like the number one, two, or three thing for every algorithm of being healthier, sleep.
And we don't get that.
It's the one thing we're deprived the most of.
Ten to two sounds nice right now, huh?
It does.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
But at 10:01, when I jump in my truck and I head up to the cabin, it feels great. Well, like, there's a trade-off. This morning, I'll just start here.
The hell with that trade-off.
The hell with that.
2:01 doesn't sound bad either.
Well, look,
you're before happy hour, you're before the rush,
well,
you're
maybe
before
I do
the bars.
Hours. Yeah, I get out here at 12:01.
Come on, man.
But no, like this morning, okay. At like whatever, 3-something, I get up around 3:40, 3:35, depending on what it is. And I zoom my zombie up and I get rolling. Now, today I had to get up a little earlier because I knew I had to load the truck because, like I said, we're going to the cabin and whatnot. Right. And so at like 3:01 or something, all right, the baby's crying in the other room. I'm like, all right, well, like I've been dealing with them all, not dealing with them, I've been taking care of my son all week in the afternoon. I mean, I've been there, and I'm like, hey, look, here's the, you got to take him, just give him a bottle, and normally if it's after about 3:15, 3:20, I'll wake up, and I'll just give him the bottle, whatever, put him back to bed, but keep him in the other room. These 20 minutes are crucial, especially on a Friday when I haven't had a nap. Crucial. Like, I know
every
people
minute
like,
counts.
What's 20 minutes? 20 minutes is the difference between my eyelids actually opening and me not getting 18 cups of coffee before 5 a.m.
So that's where I'm at right now. Baby Chaz goes to the Chinese, she goes to a gym class from 9 to 3. And we extended the hours. So, you know, I can squeeze in some things after 10 o'clock, go run some errands, go work out, go do whatever.
Be normal.
But watch Team USA beat Serbia. But I can't take a nap. It's hard to take a nap these days.
I feel you.
And so then I pick her up at 3 o'clock and it's full throttle. Pop of this, pop of that, pop of this. And that's fine. And then it gets home around 6, maybe sometimes 6:30, sometimes 7. And then I just kind of like, I need you to take over. But then it doesn't stop for me. The cleaning, the folding clothes. Oh, because for some reason,
I never do
all the laundry. How did it become I do all the laundry and I have to fold all the damn clothes?
Well, we've gone in reverse.
I do all the dishes.
We've gone in reverse. So like for years, it was like, the women do the laundry.
No.
We're so on the other end.
No.
It's like, well, wait a minute. Can we balance this out a little? If I'm doing all the dishes, cleaning everything, and folding all the laundry.
See, Damon Ching on YouTube just doesn't get it.
What is that?
You just don't get it, Damon. We're not crying about working 4 hours a day. We're crying about the lack of sleep we'd get to provide you the proper entertainment. I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock, but you can't because there's games going on all damn day, Damon. And then when you get to sleep and you're in that deep sleep and then boom, 2.5 hours into your deep sleep, it's done because your baby's jumping all over the place. Your fiance or your wife is sitting there and they're going back and forth trying to negotiate. This ain't a negotiation, Anna. You got to get baby Chan's ass either let her sleep in our bed or you sleep in her toddler bed with her. All right? But I have to get sleep, proper sleep, because sleep is important. Health is wealth. So you could say there's no crying, but the lack of sleep, which is, this is why 10 to 2, we're flying off the handle, because you got proper sleep.
That's true.
You don't get proper sleep, then all of a sudden you're trying to get back
in.
And then getting back to sleep is one of the most difficult
things.
Impossible. Because your mind is racing.
And then what happens? You roll over to grab the phone, and all of a sudden, there's like 8,000 alerts. You're done.
Once
you see the light.
The shower don't hit the same. The coffee don't hit
the same. Nothing hits the same.
So we're not crying about doing the damn job. We're crying about the lack of sleep you get sometimes working this damn show. And then the fiancés or the wives, they're just like, well, you need to tiptoe around the house. First of all, you can't turn the lights on because, you're going to wake us up if you turn the lights on.
First off, I'm not breaking and entering into my own home. I live here. I'm paying bills too.
Dude.
So she's like, quiet, the baby's asleep on my stomach. And I'm like, put him in the other room.
Right.
And she's like, shh. I'm like, shh. You're shushing me?
Dude.
Like, are you kidding me? So I'm like walking around like I'm a cat burglar in my own home. And so I can't see anything. So what do? I accidentally step on the dog. And the dog's like barking and trying to like bite me. I'm like, here we go. So I hit the light on my phone. Okay. I hit
the flashlight. I've been doing that for 4 years.
And she's like, what are you doing? And so the baby wakes up like he's a zombie. Like it's the zombie apocalypse. And he like comes up and he turns his head and he smiles. It's like, God, he's so adorable. Hey, buddy, go back to bed. And he just gives you that look. And you're like, well, now I got to give him a kiss.
Yeah, I've been a ninja.
It's hard.
Listen, I've been a ninja in my house for over 4 years. I've literally been like Jedi mind tricks tiptoeing, and I'm a, and like you can hear me coming from a mile away. I don't know how to walk LJ, quietly.
This isn't the dad you know, think it is.
I can't creep behind somebody, put him in a headlock, and try to rob him. I can't. I'm too loud.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
That.
So I'm trying to creep around. I'm brushing my teeth in the showers now. I'm making sure that the shower door doesn't slam. I'm trying to walk around getting dressed. I get dressed in the damn living room. I'm scared to put the coffee on. It's a damn nightmare. It's a nightmare sometimes. And then it's like, you're being too loud. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? The patience is where it did. Then you get to the car, you got to get in here, and it's all that. You get bad drivers in the morning. It's just, it's a tough routine, folks. And then, so I'm not crying about it. It is what it is. But now Shasky understands what the hell I've been going through for the last 4 years.
It's ridiculous. And by the way, on my way out the door, what do you think I did? Rotated the laundry.
Oh.
On your way out the door.
No, I'm not doing that.
At 4 a.m.
Not doing that, but.
Oh, that's what I'm doing?
But taking out the trash.
Oh, well, that's going to be
you're
constant.
Doing that. The laundry. I've done the laundry.
The diaper genie. Let me just say this. The diaper genie, it's a great invention.
Yeah.
The damn thing fills up so quick.
Oh, yeah.
So quick.
Well, wait till you get the potty training and then nobody flushes the toilet. Or it's, hey, babe, the poop didn't go down the toilet. And then I walk in there and I'm like, what the hell is going on in here? And it's like, oh, well, my poop is there.
Need?
And then baby Chance's poop is in there. And I'm just like,
you need
oh,
flowing
my gosh.
Water, plumbing, and drain.
I do need flowing water, plumbing, and drain. Well, I don't know because I know how to plumb. I'm a good plumber in the house.
Well, here's the irony.
Plumber,
like, so. I have a family of plumbers, and none of them wants to come and help.
Well, shout out to our friends at flowing water, plumbing, and drain. If you're going to call in to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by flowing water, plumbing, and drain. And then they want to know, well, why are you so cranky? Why are you so this? You're so irritable. Well, I got 4.5 hours of sleep and it was broken. And so it don't matter if I got the sleep mask or not, because I sleep with a sleep mask now to get the best sleep possible.
Explain to me.
So
see, I'm not hating. I want to know the truth.
No. I'm telling you the truth. No, it's not even funny. I think a lot of people out there have sleep apnea.
Yeah, I do.
So I found out that I had
a guy with a giant nose and a deviated septum. It's in the family.
So I have sleep apnea. And my doctor a couple years ago was like, you got sleep apnea.
Okay.
And you see the risk of having sleep apnea if you don't get this mask. So it's a machine.
Yeah, you don't get it. The deep sleep.
You don't get
that
the deep sleep. You get broken sleep.
I don't know
sleep.
The specifics,
you wake
but
up,
I know
you're
what
breathing
you're
hard or whatnot.
Yeah.
That's not good for you.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah.
So I invested into the sleep mask. My doctor prescribed me for a sleep mask.
Really?
To sent to my house. And I got this little machine.
Okay.
It's got the tube and you strap up the mask and it's a little weird.
So
it gets a little weird at first.
So you're like Darth Vader. You get into the Bacta tank.
Not quite Darth Vader. Maybe a little Bane.
Oh,
but
Bane.
Boy.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Got the it's
you
got
were
the
built in the darkness.
It's got the built-in humidifier.
Oh,
built a humidifier.
And a humidifier, when we had the little guy with the humidifier in the room, it is a game changer. You never breathe better.
Built-in humidifier, you put the mask on, and you never sleep better. There's an app that tells you your scores of the app of your sleep. And you're like, oh my God, I feel like $1 million. You can feel the difference.
Wow.
You can feel the difference in a major, major way. I told everybody invested in. My barber's got one. I saw Stephen A. Smith one time. He did a video. The machine was next to us.
It's called a CPAP. Continuous positive airway pressure mask.
Yep.
CPAP. Do you think Stephen A. Smith just like sleeps on set somewhere in the sleep mask? He's always working.
You better be careful.
So it does affect the way you operate, the way your mentals are working, and the way you can, your energy levels and whatnot. So the CPAP is unbelievable.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I was talking to Matt DeHegan the other day.
Wait, does yours have like the NAS, like you're driving in like a Top Gun plane?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what mine is. I got that. You can get different ones, but I got that one just to be like, leave me alone.
So do you roll over on this thing?
I've always been a side sleeper.
So you're on the side.
I've always been a slide sleeper.
Well, I upgraded my sleeping with the knee pillow a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I got it from Amazon. It was like $12. It goes in between your knees.
Right.
It's game changer.
Right.
Don't even need the whole big giant pillow.
No.
Just a small one.
No,
game changer.
See, skills report. He knows I have apnea too. Pre-diagnosis. Life sucks sometimes. Could not function during the day. It is tough. So I was talking to Matt DeHegan about this. Our boy, Bubble Bath Boy, out there in Philadelphia, 94 WIP, Joe DeCamera, invested into it. He was like, you know, Joe DeCamera went into the sleep mask thing. And he's got
so
a CPAP
does he go into
whatnot.
The bathtub with the sleep apnea mask?
No, he doesn't sleep in the bathtub, Shasky. You're not going to fall asleep there. But you know what? He goes to sleep with it. I'm a side sleeper.
And now I'm imagining him like Scarface. Fly!
Not a side chick.
Fly!
Not a side chick, but a side sleeper. We also have this mattress that Anna got through her job, health and wellness benefits, and it's called the H Sleep.
Oh.
And it's this mattress. mattress.
Does it have like a number for each side?
No. It's like, it's so each side of the bed, her side of the bed and my side of the bed, you could set a temperature for the mattress.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it is very comfortable.
I like it as cold as possible.
Right, well, I set it to hot, and it adapts to what I want in the middle of my sleep.
You're sleeping while sleeping?
No, I'm not sweating.
No,
Shasky, you're not listening. You set the temperature. You set it to hot so you could be as warm as possible when you go to sleep. Because I like to be warm initially.
Yeah, now I got
to
be cold.
And then, I don't like to go to sleep cold. I like to put the blanket on, get really warm.
Yeah.
But then...
I'm out.
This temperature thing, it adjusts to you. It knows your body. And it, so by the time I wake up, it's cold.
Huh.
It's perfect.
Interesting.
It's great. Eight sleep. It's awesome. It's awesome. So she got it through her health and wellness benefits. So it's tough. I invest in sleep, man. Sleep's important. I'm trying to live until I'm like 90 years old, dude.
90? I want
to
see Baby Chaz. I already told you my goal.
I want to see Baby Chaz graduate high school.
Dead serious.
I want to see her graduate college. I want to see her all her moments here. So sleep, if you are having trouble sleeping, this is just honest to God. Go see a doctor. See if you have sleep apnea. It will change your life.
Can you imagine, like, 30 years from now? I'm here. I'm Bonte Hill. And Canyon Curry II here is playing for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, baby.
Shot you talking to me.
Oh, baby.
Everybody's agreeing with the segment. That's Oscar at EPA. Somebody was... 510 was diagnosed with sleep apnea at the age of 31.
Really?
They put me on CPAP and it changed my life.
All right. I want to get right into it. Let me talk about changing lives. I thought yesterday, it's not going to be one of those things. It's not going to be one of those things that's going to be in the first sentence or second sentence of his career. But it's similar to the guy you referenced earlier in Carmelo Anthony, where everyone's opinion of a person kind of changed. Not that Curry needed everyone's opinion to sway, but to win that game that way, it is going to be one of those seminal moments, a part of his career. It's not going to be in the first sentence. It's definitely not going to be in the second or third, but it's in there somewhere. And the way he played yesterday, I mean, there was a sequence where there was a pin down screen or whatever. Joel Embiid comes over. He doesn't know what he's doing. He goes over, although he had moments, goes over, sets the screen. Okay, boom, here Curry comes, gets the pass from LeBron, bang. Then LeBron boxes out Jokic, gets the rebound, goes coast to coast, boom, he throws it in. Next sequence down the floor, Steph Curry jumps the passing lane. He comes down. You think he's going to slow up for the three-pointer. He goes into the lane. He finishes. And I'm saying to myself, and then KD's like going crazy. Seeing those three legends care the way that they did, it was everything that the quote-unquote NBA hater hates to see, and I loved it. It was amazing.
I think every NBA fan base came together yesterday.
It was
for
amazing.
Team USA.
I think
every Laker fan, every KD fan, every Steph fan, every Warrior fan, I think everybody came together to win that game. Like, I actually felt pride yesterday.
Absolutely.
It was just like, and so I'm sitting there watching it as they're down 15, down 17. I'm like, they can't go out like this. And everybody's ripping on Steve Kerr for the rotations, which we'll get to it in just a second. But watching Steph Curry, what I did was as I'm watching it, and I'm watching him celebrate, because that was cool. Curry runs off the sideline, and him and LeBron holds his head, and LeBron's going psycho, ah! And LeBron James, just unbelievable, triple-double, guarding Jokic in the fourth quarter. Wow, what a game for him. Kevin Durant, I'm thinking, get Kevin Durant involved somehow. You need Kevin Durant. And he finally got Kevin
Steve
Durant
Kerr.
In that game. I know, that's
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
Let's just Steve get to Kerr. It. I mean... Just,
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron James should be starting together at all times.
I don't know what
at
he's
all times.
Doing.
I don't like that. But anyway, watching those guys, I thought to myself, I said, "Damn, I'm lucky and I'm blessed, and you are too, because you're the same age as me. Got to live through the Jordan era. I got to live through the LeBron era. I got to live through the Steph era. I got to live through the KD era, and to see those guys at this stage of their careers." 39, 36, 36. It's still playing at the highest level and knowing that we got to beat Serbia and we need you old fogies to do it for us. The legends, and to see them on the court having that fun, having that passion, I almost teared up watching that stuff. I had goosebumps watching that. KD, Steph, and LeBron. And they scored the final 13 points of that game. And shout out to Devin Booker, who played well. And Joel Embiid, who finally shut everybody up, saying, this is why I belong. He played like a grown-ass man yesterday. That was grown man
cheering.
Basketball.
Did you see him cheer? Like, when he first off, oh, the yeah. pump fake dunk. And then
I jumped off the couch.
And I was like, oh, my God,
that game
Joel
Embiid. I want to get more into that game. The Giants win in D.C. They're coming back to the Tigers. Hey. You know what? Go look now. Giants four back in the loss column of the Atlanta Braves.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be real with you. 888-957-9570. As great and as iconic as that was, where the ending, where LeBron is like grabbing the head of Steph Curry, all I kept thinking was, dear God, LeBron has been on a full court press of Steph Curry.
Nah, see, why
for
did
months.
Your mind go there? Did you see your mind goes?
I wish I would have done that.
Oh my God. LeBron James.
LeBron on the Warriors?
Dude, no.
How many times do I have to tell you?
LeBron James approved the trade. The Lakers didn't do the trade. We keep saying that the Warriors are not doing trades. The other team has to tango.
Look, I'm telling you, Joe Lake, you better get out in front of this. Because if you don't swing the deal to get...
That's the first thing you thought of when the game was over?
That's the first thing I thought of. Are you tripping?
What is wrong with you?
If you don't think LeBron...
I was celebrating and basking in the glory of Team USA beating Serbia. And I was like, how cool is it that these three legends, three of maybe the 12 best players we've ever seen, come together and celebrate this? I know we got a break, damn it.
But I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, my God. You got a sick mind. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We got a great guest list coming up here, and we'll have some fun. Shameless shout-outs, 745 shameless shout-outs. We're going to break now, Lubman.
Everything I imagined it to be. Obviously, this is my first go around in the Olympics. Knew we were going to get challenged by a great Serbia team, and to have to beat them three times this summer was going to be tough. I just kind of got lost in the moment of understanding how big this stage is and what's at stake for this team, and it was special. It was the most fun, you know, I've had in a very long time, and to dig deep like we did with this group and get a win, special. So I'm kind of basking in that right now, and obviously know we got another tough challenge, France, on their home court.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, so cool to see what you did yesterday, scoring 36 points. What do you have, 17 in the first quarter? 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 9 of 14 for the three-point line. He kept them in the game in the first half, stabilized it. He played 33 minutes in all. LeBron James played 32 minutes, dropped the second triple-double in Team USA history. He's got both of them, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Joel Embiid, boy. Boy, oh boy, be patient with big man. 19 points, 4 rebounds. He stepped up against Jokic yesterday. Stepped up big time against Nikola Jokic and played some damn good defense, hit some timely shots. Kevin Durant, 9 big points off the bench. Really coming up in a crunch time. Some crazy shot-making ability. Devin Booker was solid on both ends. What a game for Team USA. 95-91 rallying. Now scored Serbia by 17 in the fourth quarter. And as soon as you see the game's over, it's Steph and LeBron hugging. It's Steph and KD hugging. LeBron, he's hitting them in the head. It was great.
It was awesome.
It was a moment that, you know what, I was like, forget the NBA for a second. Just say who's going to play with who. That's going to play itself out. But I was just thinking, where my mind went, y'all know where your mind went, but where my mind went was like, this is incredible. Look at these guys come together, trying to win a gold medal for this country. And you see LeBron James in the huddle, dropping the F-bomb after F-bomb. Steph, that's right, Joel. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go get the gold. And I'm like, man, LeBron James, I fell back in love with him again. I jumped off the LeBron James train in terms of appreciating his greatness. I was a huge, if anybody knows me out there personally, you know I was a huge LeBron James fan. Because of things like yesterday. I'm going to sacrifice offensive game. I'm going to guard Jokic. Okay. Don't worry about Jokic, Embiid. We're going to switch if we need to. But I'm going to go down here and try to play grown man basketball. And him doing whatever he needed to take the win. Alongside my guy Steph, bombing threes. Busting his ass on both ends of the floor. I was like, I appreciate the greatness that these guys have given us for 10, 15, 20 years.
Kevin Durant is so incredible. I miss him so much. Just so much. His ability, even with like multiple, he had at one point when, oh my God, at one point they had the second unit in with KD. It was late in that third quarter, I want to say.
Oh, it's a disaster.
And I was like, Steve, what are we doing here? Like, can you space the floor a little better and get the great ones out there? Like, this is a closeout game. Yep. We're about to lose. KD was hitting shots with 6-8 arms in his eyes. Mm-hmm. It was unreal. And his mid-range is just so incredible. I thought he was taking on the assignment defensively as well. Whoever 22 is for Serbia,
yeah.
The point guard, the big guy, he's a stud.
Was it Micic?
Is it Micic? I don't know. 22 is a stud.
Yeah, he was hit.
I will take him in a heartbeat.
And then he had Bogdanovich talking smack to Carmelo Anthony. He had a little scuffle. Into the second quarter, I was like, oh, this game is turned up. Pardon me, because Serbia was rolling. They were rolling. They were filling themselves. They're on the court clapping. And Melo starts talking because Bogdanovich does a Melo 3, looks at him. So Melo starts talking. Guys got to be separated. Next thing you know, you see LeBron James do the too small to somebody. It hits the court. I said, oh, this game is. And then you got Dwayne Wade on the microphone ready to put on the jersey. It was unbelievable yesterday.
Too small. I've seen it in youth games, and I'm like, you're all too small. Like, what are we doing?
Oh,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron, the too small.
KD and Steph's chemistry is so good. LeBron obviously can have chemistry with anybody. He's running the point guard spot. Booker knowing his role. But Melo and Bogdanovich, I did not have that on my bingo card, where Melo sitting courtside with his son. And I love Melo in the fourth quarter. If you just watch the fourth quarter, look at the bottom of the screen. And Melo's like, clear it out. Like, he's like coaching on the sideline. I love it. But he's all about Team USA. That was his shining moment.
Well, I don't blame him for trying to coach from the sidelines, because I don't know what the hell Steve Kerr was doing. And let's just put the rat on the table. Presented by ACO Pest Control. Isn't that how it goes? Yeah. All right, Guru, I'm doing this on our show. The world now sees some of the frustration that Warrior fans see. And look, we love Steve. He's amazing. One of his shortcomings, though, again, I don't expect you to be flawless as a coach. In-game feel for lineups. His insistence on going with certain lineups. There was a Bam Adebayo lineup at one point where Bam is like the corner three shooter.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, what are we doing?
It was not good.
What are we doing? Am I tripping? Like, what are we doing, Steve?
Anthony Edwards.
Like, Steve, sit down. I need Ty Lue and Spoelstra to step up. Like, that's what I was thinking in my mind. And I love Steve. Well, like, as a communicator, you know, in the locker room, in between games, talking with the media and the press, in terms of in-game feel, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be his USA coach Game 7 2016 moment if he does not put the lineup back in that everyone knows needs to be back in. LeBron, Steph, KD, Joel Embiid, and Booker.
Well, Draymond Green had a tweet yesterday. And actually,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trout.
pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tweet! Okay, he was tweeting the whole fourth quarter!
I wasn't paying attention, but I just see this tweet. Sometimes you just have to scrap them rotations. And I thought about that in the third quarter. It's like, look, Anthony Edwards didn't have it yesterday. He was lost. The moment may have been too big for him. He was lost in the sauce. Derek White, not his best showing. He commits a foul. They have a four-point play at the end of the third quarter. And they're down 15, 17, whatever it was. Anthony Davis, he was okay, but he does have a Jokic problem. Jokic gives him issues. We see that with the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Jokic might be the best player in the world.
But Anthony Davis has issues with him.
No doubt.
So you could go there. Bam Adebayo didn't have it as well. So I was thinking Steph, KD, LeBron, Joel Embiid, and you could rotate that Booker spot.
Sure.
And if you want to play Jrue Holiday a little bit for Booker, fine. But Booker has had an excellent Olympic game. I love Booker.
I've come around on him.
I love what Booker's done. I was texting with our guy Nash yesterday. He was like, you see Book, and you know, Nash is all about his hoops. But Book doing this because he's going to lead the charge in 2028 with Team USA. I did have a problem with, like, he couldn't find minutes for Jason Tatum. Like, honestly, he's a three-time first-team All-NBA player. Well, he's the cover of NBA 2K25. He's an NBA champion. He has the richest contract in basketball, and he could play the four for you. He's strong. He's not a simp defensively. He could get out there, be physical, and defend. You can't find a couple minutes for Jason Tatum in a game like that. So, look, Steve Kerr's a great coach, but the rotations is just kind of, this is like, Team USA.
I feel like we're having the same conversations we had the last 3 years about the Warriors. This is crazy.
It is crazy. So,
but this is where, but B, this is the problem. Like, and I'm being 100% real. Sometimes the game is slowly passing you by, and you're refusing to evolve in real time, and it's tough. Yes, you're one of the most iconic head coaches. Like, look at the history of the game. Look who's got the amount of championships that he has. Like, his resume is cemented. But who you are now and moving forward, you do have to adjust. Like, when I think of Belichick, the constant thirst for adaptation is what kept him, even at 73, 74 years old, you know, at the top of his game. Andy Reid is a great example.
Right.
Andy Reid's the same age as Belichick, essentially.
He's evolved because he's hired guys. Like, at one point in Kansas City, he had Brad Childress, believe it or not. Brad Childress, who used to coach the Minnesota Vikings, one of his longtime assistants. He gave him a job as spread game analyst, where he would analyze the spread game. So I see where the NFL's going. Spacing, four wides, a lot of motions, jet sweeps, jet passes. Let's get that involved into our game. So Andy Reid has evolved tremendously.
And where I'm going with this is that he just feels a little stagnant. And I feel like his feel for the lineups in game, for understanding what combinations are working. Like, he's so hell-bent on sticking to the pregame script, and I get that, and I understand wanting to plot everything out. Dog, you got to have a feel for the moment a feel for the game.
What he did, give him credit though, because in the fourth quarter, he sat on the bench and didn't sub. It said LeBron, Curry, or maybe it was them.
Give him credit for doing the most obvious thing possible.
Well, you get credit because you can mess with that as a coach. You can go out there and say, you know what, these guys need to blow. Nah, LeBron, Steph, Embiid, Booker, and KD basically played the entire fourth quarter to bring home a gold medal matchup against France, which should be fascinating against Victor Wembanyama in their home country. That place is going to be insane Saturday at 12:30. What a game. What a game. All right, we'll take Robin San Bruno on the other side. We got a break real quick. We got a break, and that's coming up, brought to you by Celebrating, by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
This is Steve Kerr.
A matter of time before you have one of these games. We can see it every day. But they put too much work in not to have a game like this. We wouldn't want it any other way, and it was the perfect timing for Chef to come out and do what he did.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steve, LeBron James right there after the game. He dropped a triple-double. Him and Steph embracing afterwards, and the photos are just iconic. I was just looking at all the photos from Team USA between the three, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, the photo with LeBron James literally grabbing Steph's head. It's like, ah, going psycho. It was hilarious, man. It was absolutely hilarious. This segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com, and thank God for the Olympics, man. It has really spiced up this summer. It really has. Now, the Giants did win yesterday, and they're playing good baseball, and I have not looked away from the Giants at all. They're four back of the Mets and the Braves for the final wild card spot. I'm just saying, they're four back of the wild card spot. Chapman's hot, Conforto's hot, Yaz is hitting, Fitzgerald's doing his thing, Ramos is doing his thing. All of a sudden, this lineup doesn't look too shabby. It doesn't look too shabby.
What do you mean by I'm just saying?
I'm just saying they're only four back. Things could happen.
Well, that's a fact.
The Brewers beat the hell out the Braves, 16-7, right? Beat the hell out of them. Do you really believe in the New York Mets when it comes down to it?
Today's a Friday. I'm just saying.
It's a Friday. I'm saying that the Giants could do some things. I'm trying to be optimistic here, man.
Four NL West teams in the playoffs. Four NL West teams potentially. That's nuts.
It's not going to happen. But I hear
it could.
It's not that crazy.
I mean, listen, man. It's the dog days of August. This is where teams wilt and fade, and the bullpens are tired. Starting pitches leaking oil. It's getting hot out there in these streets. It's humid out there. I've seen crazier things happen. Hell, the Giants in 2010, weren't they down 10 games to the San Diego Padres? Were they down 10?
I don't know those 10. Wait a minute,
how many games were they down to the Padres in 10. September? Or when they came back in 2010 against the San Diego Padres? I think they were down a lot of games, man. But anyway, hell, we know about 93. They were up 10.5 on the Atlanta Braves, for crying out loud.
You know, it's just, the Giants yesterday, as the USA game's happening, it's just pouring, and everyone's losing their minds about Duvall. I'm going to say, look, Duvall's not looked good for, I believe, a long time. And I told you, I'm not necessarily in on it. But yesterday, I'm going to give him a pass, and the reason why, it was so wet, and it was just, the conditions were insane, and he had no grip on the ball, and it was pouring. They were trying to get that game finished and just get it over with because they know they don't want to have the Giants have to fly back to Washington. And that guy hitting that home run down the line, even the guy who hit it didn't even think it went out. It was very weird. Credit the Giants for battling back not once, but twice. I thought it was a huge win for them.
No doubt.
Huge win.
Let's go to Robin Sanbruno.
What's up, Rob?
Happy Friday, y'all.
What's up?
Hey, man. Steve Kerr. I mean, what are we doing here, man? Like, man, this dude, he make basketball so hard to play. Like, bro, you got all the best players on your team. It don't really take that much. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you benching certain players. And when Steph had it going, you set him on a bench. Like, what is this dude doing, man? Like, next year, to me, going to be very, very crucial for his job, I think, because I don't think if Tatum and everybody else can't play under him, how can he going to develop? I don't know about that, dude.
Look, man, Steve Kerr's under a 2-year deal. It's very possible it could be the last year of Steve Kerr. It's not out of possibility. It's a possibility, Rob, that it could be Steve Kerr's last year. I mean, he just signed the extension midway through the year. We didn't know whether or not he's going to walk away like Bob Myers. And look, he's talked about it. Maybe this is the end of the run. He's talked about it with Will and Dibs multiple times. This may be his last year. Who knows? Who the hell knows? But yesterday, you know, he got it together in the fourth quarter. But boy, everybody doesn't need to play. And some of the guys who are playing or not playing needs to play. Like Jason Tatum. He's going to try to drop 50 on the Warriors every single game. For as long as he sees Steve Kerr there, you know he's going to try to drop 50 on the Golden State Warriors.
I wonder if Kuminga has Tatum's cell phone number. Shoot him a text.
Moses Moody.
A little wink.
Moses Moody. Let's go to Oreo Cookie, Oakland. Oreo Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what up, man? Happy Friday to you guys. That game yesterday was off the chain, off the hook. But for the first three quarters, everybody was just mad at Kerr and getting ready to, you know, rip him a new one. But I'm just glad that we won. I'm more happy that we won because if not, everybody would have came on the air and said, you know, Kerr don't know what he's doing. But, I also wanted to give props to the chef, man. Chef is telling us that he still got it. And, you know, there's going to be people that saw that game and want to come play for Steph, with Steph.
You know, you hope so. Or they could tell. Or they could say, Steph, no, the Bay Area. There's life outside the Bay Area.
You know, Steph, you haven't signed that extension yet.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what you waiting on, Steph? What are you waiting for? What's going on there, buddy?
Stop.
Let me not do that.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
I can already see it. The moment the game was over, Shasky was thinking, oh my God, LeBron James.
He's very calculated.
He was bashing in the cologne. They came back. They fought tooth and nail.
Of course he was.
They fought tooth and nail.
If you think LeBron has been blowing sweet nothings into Steph's ear for weeks on end, you're tripping, dog.
They're all doing it. They're all recruiting each other. They're all doing it.
LeBron's like, don't worry.
But that's not what
I coach the team. I coach the team. And that's the beauty of
it's
it.
It's not recruit. It's lecruit.
Lecruit. I like that.
I like that a lot. Well, I do like Captain America by Noah Eagle.
The United States of America. I like that one too.
That was pretty good.
We've got a lot of the Aiyuk stuff going back and forth. We got Trent Williams. We obviously have the Steph Curry LeBron recruitment thing going on simultaneously. Let's do a little Pandora's box.
Vontae Hill has a vast knowledge of sports.
If you didn't watch the film, don't knock us for watching film, Shasky.
But if there's one kind of hole in his game, it's music.
All right, do you know the...
Sweet home Alabama.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
They later changed to the Noble 5 before...
Oh, it's Maroon 5. This is Maroon 5.
It's time for Pandora's Box.
I love you. It just every time I hear that open, it just gets funnier and funnier. All right, this is think Aiyuk. Think maybe Steph Curry leaving and going to the Lakers. Think Trent Williams.
I'm not thinking about that.
All right.
I'm not thinking
think
about that.
Think 49ers.
Steph leaving to go play with the Lakers.
I'm not either. Here's the theme. All right,
Hold on. You got to be a sick individual to have that game. The final buzzer go off, and you're thinking, oh, LeBron, get out of Steph's way. Steph ran to LeBron. Steph let LeBron hug him.
It scares him even more.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
In times of jubilation.
Oh,
where's LeBron?
Man.
I mean, come on.
Oh,
that's Draymond levels.
Also, if you're Joe Lacob, you had to be sitting there going, damn it, I could have had that. Like, the whole world was hitting like on those Instagram posts and those tweets.
Oh, I was.
And you had to be thinking, oh, my God, we could have been printing money.
I wish Lakers was courtside. That would have been so good.
Oh, my God. It would have been amazing.
But again, they tried to get LeBron James.
All right.
Because Lakers getting a lot of heat, too, and I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not here to protect owners or whatnot, but they tried to get LeBron James.
Okay.
The Lakers said no.
All right.
The Lakers said no.
All right, so
not LeBron,
one.
Not Lakers. The Lakers.
We'll get back into that.
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah, okay.
For you guys run off and start tweeting
PSA.
Nonsense.
Thank you. All right, let's go to it. First song.
What's the words? I want to hear the words.
Here we go. Listen. Some of the members of the band. They're in the news this week. Mick Jagger.
Oh, is Mick Jagger part of Aerosmith? Who's he part of YouTube?
You're running out. Okay, just
Steven
slow
Tyler.
Down. Slow down. They're from England.
They're all from England. Why is every damn band from England?
Well, the two bands you just named were not from England.
Yeah.
Those was Ireland and America.
Oh, okay. All right. But no, it's a lot of times we do this, and it's just, they're from England. They're from England.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I know who this is. It's the, damn it. The Stones, the Rolling Stones.
There you go. Good job.
You can't always get what you want. Niners and Aiyuk. You just can't always get what you want.
It's a great song.
But sometimes you get what you need.
It is a great song.
It's a classic.
It is a great song.
It's a classic.
By the way, LeBron and Steph, Christmas Day, Warriors or Lakers. Chase Center.
Now, here's the question. Is LeBron going to put his thumb on the scale and have Bronny play night one or wait until opening that package Christmas afternoon?
I thought you were going to ask whether or not he was going to have a sleepover at the Curry's house.
No, I mean, what?
LeBron and Steph are best friends now, so maybe LeBron James comes up for Christmas. They all open up presents together.
I mean, that's probably going to be like one of the first times he's like had like all day with his son on Christmas, right? Like that. No, seriously, like because he's played at Christmas for what 20 straight years.
I mean, unless his son rightfully should be in the G League, but I mean, who knows?
Come on, it's Christmas.
I mean, who knows? All right, song number two.
Damn, I got to work another Christmas.
I know.
Done that the last decade.
Now, this was at the Grammys this year. It's an old song.
Yeah, it is an old song.
Redone. So if you can name either artist, okay, this is popular. It's very big right now. One of them is a country star who redid an old song from a woman from back in the day. You got a pass. This is a banger.
This is a good song.
It's a banger.
This is from the Grammys, by the way, this past
2024
year.
Grammys. Maybe together we can get
somewhere. Ooh, that's smooth. Starting from zero, it's not John Legend.
It's a woman.
Adele.
Okay. She's 60 years old. 60 years old is the woman who's singing now. Now right. The individual's
I didn't watch the Grammys this year, but. You got a
fast car. Little country. Now I got
a plan. That's not Garth Brooks, is it? Who's a country guy who just played Levi's not too long ago? Luke Combs?
Let's go!
That's Luke Combs?
Let's go!
Seriously?
That was incredible.
Yeah, he just played Levi's. So everybody was talking about country, Levi's. And I guess
I'm proud of you.
Luke Combs? Who is Luke Combs, though? Like,
Luke Combs, heavyset guy.
Yeah,
he cut his hair.
Yeah, George Kittle with Mark Purdy.
Yeah, good voice.
Got it.
That really doesn't narrow it down in country. Heavyset guy, you know.
Well, who's the other? Who's the lady?
This is Tracy Chapman. This was one of my dad's favorite songs back in the day. Tracy Chapman. Gotcha. This song was redone, covered by Luke Combs, and it got huge. And then she joined him at the Grammys, and you can get this on YouTube. It's a phenomenal song. This song bangs.
Luke Combs is like selling out arenas now.
Yeah, him and Zach Bryan killing it right now. All right, next song.
Zach Bryan.
I'm really proud of you. I'm like proud of you, dude.
You know. I read sometimes. Oh, man, this is, I was just listening to the song. Oh, this is so good.
This is
a scream. This is, this is going to kill me.
George Harrison.
Yeah, this is going to kill me.
Paul McCartney.
This is going to kill me.
John Lennon.
It's not the Beatles, is it?
It's the Beatles.
Is it the Beatles?
You can name it all the band members.
I know you gave it away. I was like, wait, I know who John Lennon is and Paul McCartney.
Do you know this song? Michael Jackson also covered this song.
No, but I know this song. This song is a banger.
It is.
This song is really good. I don't classify it as snitching music. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
Over you. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Let's let it play out because I want to see if he can nail it.
It's a good song.
This song hits.
This is not snitching music. Because you got bass in it, right?
Yep.
You got some bass in it.
They're from England, by the way.
Yes,
I know. The Beatles are from England. They got the famous photo.
Do you know what road?
What's the famous? Abbey Road. They got an album named Abbey Road, right?
It is the plus
right.
Here we go. Come
together.
Now. Come on, B.
Over me. Over me, not over you. Over me, not over you.
So, we need Lynch.
It's a Ford commercial,
and
right?
This has always
been
together.
It's been a Ford commercial, right?
The Beatles basically, Michael Jackson, I believe, bought their catalog. Is that what happened? And then, like, they started selling it? I don't even know.
Yeah.
All right, do we have one more? All right, we got, I think, one or two
more. Let's
go. Pandora's Box, the theme.
San Francisco.
No chance you get this guy's name.
This is as a San Franciscan, you would think most people would know. I don't think most people know who does this song.
Yeah, I don't know. Big Rich remixed this, right?
Yes, he did. Top five hit in 1967. The individual was born in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know this one. What is
Scott
this?
McKenzie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that one. I got my three. You know my philosophy of life. C's get degrees, folks. Hey, you students out there, C's get degrees.
Last one, this is special.
Don't scoff at that 2.0, kids.
This is special. Now, you should know this, B. This is from the culture, all right? From back in the day. Right,
back in the day?
Yep, back in the day. Last one.
You
Smokey?
My name is Pearl. I'm the owner of the building. I'm a stoner and I'm chilling with two like Jack. I pimps and a Mac. Drive a Benz and a Lac. I'm popular. I'm a rap star.
I've never heard this.
Who is this?
Five bars with slaps that knock hard.
It's not the Heartbeats, is it? Five Heartbeats?
Extra Temptations?
This is so good.
With the groupies and the stars.
See, I've been out with the clubs
and the bars. I've been in the yard with the Mexican mafia. Ain't no facade.
Oh my God.
My life is a roller coaster, living quite bizarre.
So good.
I'm sicker than SARS, higher than Mars. And I treat my girl like an ATM card.
It's so good.
I'm feeling myself in the building now.
They said 1950s, like, you know, Motown with Mac Dre, and they blended it, and it's incredible.
That's pretty good. I'm saying, wait.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.